Welcome to the show. Welcome to National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN. It's the home of free speech. It's also the network that brings you Christmas. And Jeremy and I brought you some Christmas cheer yesterday. And I did edit out the ho, ho, ho at the end because that wasn't really going with the theme of our show yesterday. We were talking about the birth of Jesus. And that's what Christmas is all about. Ho, ho, ho is good, too, though. That's good, too. We'll take that. And at RBN, you can spread some Christmas cheer and truth to everybody in the whole wide world by going to republicbroadcasting.org, clicking on the donate button, and sending shekels. You can use your credit card, go through PayPal. You don't need a PayPal account. And as I've given instructions in the past, and you'll find on the website, if you don't want to do that, you can call up. You can do this transaction over the phone. Or you can send in cash or money order. If it's cash, conceal it well, okay? Or money order, check to the address. So there's a variety of ways you can spread Christmas cheer. Or you, if you have a stocking that's got like a little USB port on it, you can plug that into your computer. You can download the Co-Certified app, $2.99. And play it on your Android phone. Tim Cook, he's still, I don't know what's gotten into his brain, but, you know, he's gay. And Co-Certified, as I've said many times, it's totally not gay. And yet he's trying to screw Co-Certified. So you can't get it anymore for the Apple. You used to be able to, but, you know, Tim Cook, you know these people. Now, this is a live show. It's a call-in show. And the number is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. You can call up and we'll talk about dogs, daughters. Donald Trump, we'll talk about his impeachment. We'll talk about the Jew d'etat. I mean, it is, as Rick Wiles says, a Jew coup, which actually semantically is probably more accurate. I like the sound of Jew d'etat. And other people do, too. It's kind of musical, you know, the Jew d'etat. It's got kind of this musical ambience to it. And, you know, this is kind of a musical show. Philbert Applebag, friend of the show, he composed a lot of the bumper music for the show. Very good songs. And, of course, Engelbert Poindexter. And Engelbert Poindexter, he likes the sound of the Jew d'etat as well. Now, the whole impeachment thing is going to move on to the Senate for a trial. Now, do you remember how this all started a few months ago, how it all started? What was it? There was a whistleblower. And it's been reported that, oh, yeah, he worked for the CIA. A lot of things have been reported about it. And everybody knows his name, but they won't say it. They won't say his name. And Tucker won't say his name, I guess, because of legal things. He says, well, it's because he hasn't confirmed the name, but his guests say everybody knows who it is. But you haven't heard his name. You have not heard his name. Well, Engelbert Poindexter is here to tell you his name, at least his last name. I'll give you a hint. His first name is Eric. Let's see what his last name is. Mr. T, do you have that song ready from Engelbert Poindexter? Play that song, please. Are we ready?
Caramella, Caramella, they won't name you. Yet everyone in Washington knows who you are. Is it only 'cause the Democrats protect you? And the Jewish media makes you a star. They call you a whistleblower, Caramella. Toppling Trump at the behest of Adam Schiff. Many schemes have been brought us by your masters. The Jews are lying, the Goys are dying. In the Russian war, are you for real, Caramella? Or just a CIA spook glowing in the dark. Do you think you'll get a book deal, Caramella? Or is this your way to help the Judetard. Many schemes have been brought us by your master. The Jews are lying, the Goys are dying. Russian war, are you for real, Caramella? Or just a CIA spook glowing in the dark? Caramella, Caramella.
Well, I think that might have been the bootleg version. He was a little bit flat on a couple of those notes, but that's pretty good, pretty good. Very musical. The Judetard does flow right in. Paul from New Jersey, welcome to the show.
Hello, Patrick.
You sound stern. I take it you didn't like that song of Engelbert Poindexter, did you?
No, I actually thought it was funny as hell. I was laughing before it came on. It was really good.
Thank you.
But what did you do the money with your for the singing lessons your parents gave you for singing lessons? What did you spend it on, candy?
What are you talking about? That's Engelbert Poindexter.
Hey, listen, I...
Much shorter than I am. You'd be surprised. You'd think he'd be taller.
Hey, on Farron's show last 2 weeks ago, I unveiled the saying, which was, that the migrants that Trump invites will vote to disarm whites.
Yeah, I heard you say that.
But I wrote a new one. I hope you liked it.
Oh, yeah.
But I wrote a new one because, nice little, catchy rhyming phrases. I mean, it worked for Jesse Jackson, didn't it?
Oh, he was great at it. He was an excellent orator.
Yeah. Here's another one. The voters that give Trump support will deliver patriots to hate speech courts.
Those are good lines. We'll have to pass them on to Engelbert.
Because, if you look at it like this, Patrick, the old math... line, which is if A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C. Likewise, if a Trump loves Israel way too much, and you love Trump, therefore you love Israel way too much.
Well, okay, but love and equals aren't the same. Love is not what you call a, and there's transitive verbs, there's intransitive verbs, linking verb. Love is not a linking verb.
Okay, but nonetheless, if you're going to support Trump and Trump supports Israel, you are indirectly going to support Israel through your actions. And, you know, there's something about that. Did you know that back in the 1950s, President Eisenhower's administration repeatedly demanded the leaders of the American Zionist Council register as agents of a foreign government?
And how'd that work out?
Well, in 1962, Robert Kennedy ordered the American Zionist Council to register because of the 1938 Foreign Agents Registration Act. Mm-hmm. But they ultimately gave in and succumbed to Jewish pressure and stuff.
Well, yeah, didn't the, because you don't hear about the American Zionist Council? You don't hear about it anymore. Didn't it transform itself into the America-Israel Public Affairs Committee?
I
could be wrong, but isn't that the origin of the America-Israel Public Affairs Committee?
I'm not certain on the history of that, but I just like the intent. You know me, I'm a Founding Fathers aficionado, and I really love Washington's farewell address.
You and all the Democrats in Congress.
Well, you know what? I'm for impeachment, but not for this. I'm impeachment for his excessive love of Israel and his love of Sheldon Adelson. You know,
yeah.
Remember what?
But strategically, of course, what happens if you impeach him for love of Israel? What do you get? You get Pence, and there's real love of Israel there. I mean,
no,
Trump's a phony person, right? I mean, I still would call myself kind of a Trump supporter, even though I endorsed Tulsi Gabbard. But Trump's a phony person, and his love of Israel is phony. But I think Pence is sincere.
No, I disagree. His love of Israel is real because he delivers for Israel. The point is, his love for us is phony. He doesn't love his supporters. He hates his supporters because he's done nothing for his supporters.
I think he's phony all the way around, but I think we should have known that from the beginning, that he was really phony all the way around. And I think at some level we did. And I don't know if it's his love for Israel is real and his love for us is phony. I just think he's losing.
Well, we want him to lose, and because I say, he's a failed so-called conservative. He doesn't even stand up for anything we stand up for. So why would we go back and vote for him again or even defend him? And that's my problem, like I'm saying about my new line I wrote about delivering patriots to hate crimes courts. You know, and that's what these MAGA hat-wearing supporters will do if they continue with just giving Trump their support. We saw what he did in front of that Jewish council. What was that? The Israeli-American Council National Summit 2 weeks ago, right? With his great line, which is, we have to get the people of our country, of this country, to love Israel more. I have to tell you that. We have to do it. We have to get them to love Israel more. And that's what Donald Trump says in front of this Jewish convention, right? And there on the side is Elon Carr. And now, what does Elon Carr do? What is Donald Trump's priorities when it comes to foreign policy? I know he'll call somebody a czar and appoint them an office and give them a pay, and then he sends them to Europe to help the Europeans write hate speech codes and fight against boycott, divestment, and sanctions on Israel, and making that a crime in Europe, so the French nationalists can get thrown in jail. That's what Donald Trump does. And that's why I'm saying these people who love Donald Trump are working to jail you, Patrick. They're working to throw in jail Michael Rivero, Rick Adams, anybody who is critical of Israel is under threat by this criminal in the White House, this usurper. And I think
what's he usurped? Wasn't already usurped.
He's taking the usurping up to the next level of dual allegiance. That's what he's doing. To jail. And listen, we have these patriots, you know, and I've heard it plenty of times. on RBN, who always gripe about the 501c3 status, you know, that the government hands out money and tax exemptions to churches as long as they remain apolitical and shut up about the government, right? Well, what Donald Trump just passed is basically legislation that says, or actually a fiat, that basically says colleges and what goes on in universities are going to lose their government funding if they speak ill of Israel or of try to get any boycott, divestment, sanction activity going on in their campuses and as stifling free speech. It's a disgrace. It's absolutely against the First Amendment. And how can these so-called patriotic MAGA hat wearers back this man? You know, and okay, that, they're so caught up in the identity politics of, because Trump is fighting with liberals I hate, therefore Trump is good. No, that's not how it works. That's okay, not how
so
it works.
All your criticisms of Trump are very accurate. But this is the way I look at things. So you have the office of the presidency. You have the presidency that's the head of the executive branch of government that constitutionally has certain powers, and realistically, you know, it has a set of powers which aren't exactly the same as the Constitution. And these things ebb and flow. And over the course of our history, you've had sometimes the presidency gets strong, sometimes it gets weak. It got really weak after the Civil War. You know, and part of that was the Johnson impeachment, and the powers of the executive branch have gotten weaker, and the presidency in particular has gotten weaker with all of these successful court cases against President Trump. And then you've got the Congress. So you've got the institutions, and then you have the people, and the people. In the case of the presidency, you've got Donald Trump, and you know Donald Trump has his. As his strengths and weaknesses. I mean, he's a really good campaigner. Weaknesses? Well, he's on a big. He loses a lot, and all of these criticisms you make are completely valid and completely accurate. But these powers of the various institutions, you can look at them as assets. They are political assets, and the people who occupy those positions, you can look at them either as the people controlling the assets or as an extension of the assets that then get controlled by other elements of society. And I would look at President Trump as being an asset. And we are competing with the neocons and certain other groups for control over this asset known as President Trump. And right now we are down. We're down big time and the neocons are up. But at least he's somebody that we can plausibly fight over. And he has shown indications in the past, like when he was the only person in public life who halfway defended the people at Charlottesville, you know, saying that there were good people on both sides.
Hold up, did he? Did he really, though? No, he did. Listen.
He did. He did before he didn't. Okay, I'm going to sound like...
Done anything for us in that front. For one, Alex Jones gets thrown off of YouTube. Alex Jones, in my opinion, got Donald Trump elected. Did Donald Trump come to defend him or do anything about free speech on the internet? No, because he prefers the ADL over American patriots.
Okay. Do you want to continue this on the other side?
No, I'll stand down and let others.
Okay, and then we'll have William on the other side. We'll look forward to William on the other side. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer, S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Now there's some music we can all agree on. That is some song from Radio Pyongyang, circa 1985 maybe. It's good music. I have no idea what it is though. Yes sir, that's my baby. Okay, so I'm about to bring on William. I will just say regarding Donald Trump that I think he's been on a losing streak, but I think he's something, an asset that we can fight over, and we might not win, but I think it's a better game than, like, if Tulsi, I like Tulsi, and she didn't, by the way, she did not vote in favor of impeachment. If lightning struck and she got nominated, that would be one thing, but otherwise, I don't see any reason, it's hard to see any reason not to vote for Trump in November next year, but we'll see what happens. And William, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Patrick.
Good afternoon, William. What's on your mind? You can say what's on your mind, but I want to make sure I ask you about the Russian reaction to all of this impeachment stuff, because Russia's the big villain in this, aren't they?
Yep, and I'm going to talk about that. One of the things I can say, I want to touch on several things, but in just answering your question about what the Russians are saying about this, they really aren't following the ravings of the House Judicial Committee, and it's so ludicrous and it's so obscene that it's almost for them, it's like, why waste our time on this, really? Because they already know that this is going to die in the Senate, and they don't need to fill their minds with all that gunk that has been pumped into everybody on this great discovery, supposedly. And, mm-hmm. I believe most Democrats believe that, what results after Trump is impeached is that he will be pulled from the White House, drawn and quartered on the front lawn. Mm-hmm. The comments I've read by the Democrats, represent, like, once he's impeached, I mean, don't we just isn't there a public execution? I mean, they have no idea, you know, what's going on. And, you know, who could blame them? Because, I mean, when you listen to that totally incoherent speech by Nancy Pelosi when she declared, to everyone's surprise, that this impeachment didn't have anything to do with the events in the Ukraine. And you could see, like, two or three of the people behind her, like, mouths drop open, like, what?
Yeah,
no,
well,
no, that's what this is all based on.
What about Adam Schiff? You heard his speech, right? It was all about the Ukraine. It was all about the Ukraine because Ukrainian security is American security. The Ukrainian struggle is our struggle. So,
right.
He's trying to declare war on Russia. And did you notice that he said that that the annexation of Crimea was the first redrawing of the European map by military force since World War II? Now,
yep.
So what was Kosovo?
Well, I'll tell you
what was
that,
Kosovo?
You know,
what was the breakup of Yugoslavia if it wasn't redrawing boundaries by military force? And Crimea,
right.
Where was the military force? It was
right.
it was a referendum and then a request for annexation. There was no. I'm asking you to confirm. Did any Russian troops cross the border? They're always calling it invasion. Did any Russian troops cross any borders into Crimea? I mean, we know that there's a big Russian military base that was already in Crimea. Did anybody cross borders?
Well, the thing is that nobody nobody follows, and no one was told.
Were there any bullets shot in Crimea? Where's the military force?
The real thing is that after Poroshenko came in, you know, on the shoulders of the people, you know, because they wanted him so much because he was such an honest dude, you know, he immediately declared that all the people in Crimea who he was sure were all Russian spies had to stop teaching. There was no more teaching of the Russian language in school. All contracts had to be written in, Ukrainian, and all their money had to be converted to this worthless Ukrainian currency. And
what's it even
he
called?
Also,
it begins with like an HR or something. I mean, it's unpronounceable. So what could
right.
it be worth?
And it was dropping like a rock. And since a lot of the income in Crimea was from the Russian Navy, much of the commerce was conducted in Russian currency. So, and they were, and you know, so people, they issued these laws that if you didn't obey and if you taught your kid Russian, and we were going to cut the electricity off. So the people of Crimea, you know, it was a no-brainer that they were going to vote for being included in Russia. You know, and they did vote that way because they saw what a crook Poroshenko. I mean, they knew his, his lineage from way back, and so that's how this whole thing went down. There were no ships, there were no soldiers, there were no tanks. The people were rushing into the arms of Putin. I was interested that Nancy Pelosi, in her completely incoherent speech, said Russia. It's about Russia. Russia invading eastern Ukraine. All roads lead to Putin. Understand that.
Okay. Hey,
and I said,
do you want to hang on until after the break? And
sure.
Okay. Well, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back to the show. So, William, by the way, I don't know if you listened to Stephen F. Cohen on his more or less weekly appearances on the John Batchelor show, which is Thursday evening, late Thursday evening. But he made the point that, you know, Russians, they're kind of used to having like the KGB or the intelligence service messing with their politics and messing with their society. And now they're looking over at the United States, and I guess they've got their own services more or less under control. But the United States, we're in the middle of having this, you know, this deep state intelligence community, so-called community, in the midst of a pretty open overthrow of the government. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, I saw one discussion, you know, on Russian TV. They actually have debates, you know, where, you know, many sides are discussed, and it's sort of a round-robin thing. And one guy was getting ready to deliver a report on, you know, what Pelosi said, and another person cut in and said, look, I'll save your breath, because all you have to do is see where this woman comes from. She comes from the 12th District, you know, which is completely within the city of San Francisco. And the other guy sort of shook his head and said, okay, I guess I don't need to go into detail about, you know, what she is and where she comes from. The other guy just sort of said, she comes from San Francisco, you know, end of story. You know, not only is she an idiot, but think of the people who put her, kept, you know, reelecting her. You know, so that sort of shows, you know, what they feel about this whole thing. They're not even putting a lot of energy into it. It was interesting that...
Well, isn't San Francisco just a Vladivostok of the West?
Oh, well, please. That is really low.
No, no.
Have you ever been to Vladivostok?
I've been to San Francisco. I've been to Nakhodka, which is nearby, but I have not been to Vladivostok, because when I used to go to the Soviet Union, it was closed to foreigners. But sure. You know, it's supposed to be a very beautiful city, and it was called the San Francisco of the East. That's the reference.
Yes, I think, you know, one of the things that I think should be remembered, like I said, you know, when Pelosi was saying all the roads lead to Putin, I said I could have told her that, but not for the same reasons. And so, you know, and then one comment I wanted to make on Tulsi Gabbard, you know, she voted present, which she took a lot of grief for because, you know, why didn't you vote for one side or the other? And she did release a statement talking about it and said that, you know, she was more interested in reconciliation and everything. But she did say that she, you know, she couldn't vote against it because Trump has violated the public trust through innumerable improprieties and abuses. Now, that was sort of like, you know, I felt, why don't you just stick with the fact that you said present? That's one of the ways in which it basically is, I refrain. And she goes into detail that, you know, she, after reading the 686-page, you know, report, she realized that all this was doing was basically causing more dissension, and she did not want to run on that type of thing. And she said that this really, I think she even mentioned Alexander Hamilton saying, you know, boy, do not use impeachment to drive. Do not made up impeachment with the opposition party, because that will just lead to chaos, you know. So, you know, that was good that at least she didn't do that. I thought that one of the best comments, it was actually a picture on this whole impeachment thing, was Representative Thomas Massie, from a Republican from Kentucky. He posted a picture, and he called it the new vintage Pelosi brandy. And it was a bottle of brandy with this stark picture of Pelosi on the front, and at the bottom it said zero proof. And I thought that's about as much energy I want to use on going into this. So if the Russians are not paying close attention to everything coming out of this house, you know, what are they paying attention to? Well, I was just looking at some of the things that were going through the Duma and what they were talking about, and the pages were filled with things about how to get better health care to rural areas, and also how to increase education for children, you know, that will help them meet the coming, you know, new world without losing the values that Russians hold dear. I mean, you know, working for the people, what a concept. You know, that's what they're paying attention to. And then another little aside, and this is something which I think that this whole impeachment thing is basically, hey, look up there, a bird, while a lot of other things are happening. And the one that really comes to mind is the fact that NATO has been doing these massive maneuvers. There was just one last week in Lithuania, and this was, you know, Stoltenberg, General Jens Stoltenberg. He was visiting the troops, and the comments that he was making, it was like, you know, he was preparing for war. You know, and that's what the, you know, one of the generals of Russia military, he gave a big talk about, hey, keep an eye on this, because NATO members, you know, it's obvious that they're purposefully training its troops to engage in a major military conflict. And if you also look at this and see how many American warships have gone into the Black Sea, and these are not just, these are, you know, brand new attack missile destroyers, you know, you start seeing a pattern, and this is something that they're keeping an eye on. And then another thing that's happening that no one wants the Americans to know is that a lot of Europeans, in spite of NATO, a lot of Europeans are starting to say, this whole thing with all these sanctions have cost us a lot more than it has cost the Russians. Like three or four states within NATO, you know, have said that this is ridiculous. I mean, this is really destroying our economy and our rights, and especially the Germans are now starting to talk out. The German government has made three or four major statements this last week saying this whole Nord Stream 2 thing is ridiculous. Why are we letting, or why does America think that they can dictate and sanction companies, you know, who are working to bring this to Germany? They said it's going to come. They're not going to be able to stop this. And, you know, if you go back to Mackinder and his pivot of history, mm-hmm. you'll see that this is something that a lot of people in the West are terrified of, especially, you know, the Atlantic Alliance, you know, Britain and America are terrified of, because, you know, they were warned back in the early 1900s that if Germany and Russia ever get together, you know, it'll be, you know, you can forget about.
Is Mackinder the one who came up with the concept of the world island? Was that it?
Yeah, the world island. And, yeah. And you
and
know.
He's a British, was he a naval historian?
He was a geographer and world explorer, and he had this whole idea that, you know, the British Empire really was in the peripheral. You know,
control of the world island is basically what control of Eastern Europe, and then
Eastern Europe attacked
Siberia,
the continent
or
of Russia.
Russia, yeah,
you know, because yeah. there's the resources, and you know, if you look into the nitty gritty of World War I and World War II, and even the war in among the Habsburg, you know, if you look into that, you'll see that way back then, this idea of a close relationship between Germany and Russia was considered terrifying. And that's still, you know, and there are German politicians who are actually talking about this, that they're real. The best thing that could happen to them is for them to have increased economic connection to Russia. And one of the things that they actually, one thing that came up was that they were saying that, Russia, another thing that I saw in the, you know, in the papers in Russia was that they were saying, you know, actually foreign investment in Russia has increased greatly in the last 2 years.
Hey, and the Russian stock market's doing pretty well.
Really well. And also it's interesting that if you dig a little bit deeper, you'll find that investment by American companies has also, like, almost quadrupled. And I thought, hey, wait a minute, isn't that illegal? You can't do business with Russia. But people are starting to see that, you know, if you're really interested in making a profit and you're really interested in having a commercial operation that isn't, you know, constantly settling lawsuits because some middle manager used the wrong pronoun, you know, you go to Russia. Mm-hmm. And so that's another thing that's in the papers. You know, I only saw like two things. There was almost like a footnote, like, oh, yeah, those crazies did impeach, you know, or did send articles of impeachment to the Senate. But everyone in Russia knows it's not going to pass in the Senate. Right. And
no,
also,
it's not. And actually, now we don't even know. Are they going to send it immediately, or are they going to try to sit on it for a while and not send it? I don't know.
Bush hopes that they draw this out as long as possible, because every time Pelosi gets up there with an American flag, when I was watching Pelosi, you know, with her American flag about how this is all about defending the Constitution, for a moment it just flashed, and she turned into Netanyahu with a bomb. Remember that? Remember that thing? The bomb?
Yeah, I remember that with
Wile
E. Coyote's bomb. That's right.
Right.
Listen, William, I got a couple other callers I got to get to. I'm always happy to hear from you. If you want to wrap it up, you have some words.
I just wrap it up and say that, you know, from the Russian press's point of view, all this stuff is basically a circus, and there's more important things to attend to.
Well, that's important.
Merry Christmas to you, Patrick.
The Russians have a free press, and we don't. Merry Christmas to you.
And Merry Christmas to everybody out there on listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Next, we've got Tim from Washington. Tim, welcome to the show.
yes, Dr. Flattery. Listen, just real quick, is this going to be your new time slot? Are you going to be picking up Thursdays as well?
Haven't I been doing Thursdays already?
No, I thought it was that economics guy, the gold guy. But anyways, that's beside the point. Two quick points, and you probably got other callers, so I'll make this quick. I'll try not to burn the clock up. But the first point is, and I really am tired of it, people like Paul from New Jersey, and there's a whole gang of guys like this. They're two- or three-dimensional political thinkers. They can't think, they can't rise above and see the big picture. They can't think in a fourth or fifth political dimension. And so they don't even realize that if Hillary had gotten in, not only would you be off the air and Mike Rivero, RBN wouldn't even be off the air. All of this censorship would have started in real time with Hillary in 2017. And here we are, 2019. They wouldn't even be speaking, basically. And so they can't take a look of the situation that we're basically in. We are in the middle of a Jewish civil war. On the one side, you got the atheistic, secular, Bolshevik, communist Jews, and we know what they do. Just go to Russia, the Bolshevik Revolution. We saw how many people they kill. And then on the other side, you've got both the Christian and the Israeli Zionist religious nationalist Jews. And what these guys can't do is they don't understand. They've got to pick one side or the other.
Well,
it's unfortunate.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you have to pick one side or the other. A lot of people do pick one side or the other, and it seems like President Trump has picked a side. I always like hearing from Paul. He's got a lot of ideas. We don't always agree on those ideas. Sometimes there's only two games or one game in town, two sides, and sometimes I guess you do have to pick, but sometimes maybe you can make your own side.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is you take a look at what's on the other side. Yeah, the Zionist Israeli Jews, okay, it's bad, all right? We can see what Trump is doing, but it's not going to be anywhere near what these people on the other side. My final point is that do you know the best way of telling before a really big earthquake actually hits, Dr. Flattery?
It's like
what's the
birds
big?
Fall silent or something? I don't know. What is it?
No, it's actually smaller earthquakes. And so if you take at this impeachment, if you take a look at this impeachment, what we really have to worry about is that this is a small political earthquake, which, by the way, Putin has already said is pure fabrication. He said that on his he did like 5 hours of annual press conference last night. But if this is a smaller earthquake before a big one, what we really have to worry about is what are they going to do with President Trump. We all know President Trump has got the allegiance of a hell of a lot of Christian Zionists. I mean, he still has his base, especially his evangelical base. What we have to worry about is what is this deep state? How are they going to use them up? Are they going to try to make sure that Trump gets reelected in 2020 and then play the Iranian regional world, basically war card, which will actually cause the worldwide economic reset? Or are they going to use them up before that? So we have to worry about, you know, all of a sudden we wake up one morning and realize that supposedly Iran attacked a couple of our naval ships, and then Trump, with all this political pressure, says, okay, I'm going to go ahead and hit Iran, and then we got this big regional war, and then shortly right after that, within a few days, once the oil and gas prices go up, we will go into a worldwide economic depression, or what they call a reset. So I just wish people like Paul, with their big brains, they would get into the game and come up with some strategies and some concepts, you know, and some ideas on how to think our way through it and at least mitigate the problem that we're in. So,
well, I mean, he's got a big brain, and he was making a lot of valid and correct observations. Does that necessarily lead to the conclusion that he reached? I don't know. But, you know, one thing that I think we can all agree on is we got to be on our toes, and we got to be looking at this stuff, and we've got to look at what's going on and have an open discussion about it. And we're not always going to agree on what to do, but at least with RBN, we've got a forum for exchanging these ideas, and having you and Paul call in with contradictory ideas, and then we hash them through. Maybe that's thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. Maybe that's what we're working on.
Right. Well, that's my point. My point is, why doesn't Paul use his big brain in something like, we know that Pence is not bringing one single vote more to President Trump. Why don't we figure out how to move Pence over to Secretary of State, get him out of the way, and move somebody like a Tucker Carlson?
Hey, I'll go along with that. That sounds good to me.
Come up with something. Anyways, you always got a great program, Dr. Flattery. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling, Tim. Okay, and next we go to Tom from Florida. Tom, welcome to the show.
Yeah, Patrick, that last call is very knowledgeable. Very good call, that last guy. I will say this. I've been hearing now the last few callers are talking about Russia. You know, the BS is this. You know what the BS is, Patrick? A Bolshevik socialist. That's what we got in this country. We don't need to worry about Russia. We already got it right here in this country. The BS that we're hearing out of this country is the Bolshevik socialist and the demon rat party. Now, listen, you know, that one guy called in about, he's from New Jersey. Well, let me ask you, what has he done about the 2,000-3,000 people who are standing in line right now illegally trying to get driver's license? Why doesn't he call his ICE agents, tell them to go arrest those people here illegally?
I don't know what he's doing in New Jersey, and we can't all do everything. But are you saying what's the news out of New Jersey with these thousands of people?
It's been all over the news. It's all been all over the news, Patrick. There's thousands of people in line right now. You can even Google on Newsmax, Breitbart, Drudge, that these people are standing in line waiting to get their driver's license because they just passed a law in New York and New Jersey that these illegals can get license. They can stand in line. But where's the ICE? If these people are here illegally trying to get their license, how come they're not being arrested by the ICE agent? That's what I don't understand. Where's the immigration enforcement? Okay, you're here illegally trying to get a license, but you're not supposed to be in this country, so we're going to grab you, we're going to put you in detention, we're going to deport you, if that's what your case shows up to be. Now, and they talk about all the, Trump was talking last night at his rally about all these crimes being committed, these angel mothers and fathers. We're not hearing enough about that. Well, Republicans should be hammering these Democrats, like Michael, I said, he's absolutely right. It's Title 8, Title 8 of the immigration laws. Why isn't these pigs Pelosi's and all them being arrested? And by the way, Patrick, you got poop control in San Francisco. You got videos of people taking dumps in these stores in San Francisco. Anaheim, California, my brother had a leader couldn't find a work. You know, my brother's making $28 an hour back in 1988 being a block mason. You know what they're paying the block masons in over there right now? $12 an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what $28 an hour was in 1988, sir?
I do.
Being a block mason?
That was good money.
You better believe it was. You know what? You won't find one Anglo gringo over there laying block in L.A. or California, Southern California, maybe up Northern California, but not down Southern California. Okay?
Right. I mean, here's the deal. Whether you are a construction worker, whether you are a computer programmer, all of this immigration is no good for you. And I'll tell you one more thing. If you are a black who is of either of those professions or even on the dole, you're better off without the immigration. I mean, whose interest is this immigration, really?
Absolutely, Patrick. But you know that guy, Paul, I'm gonna let him in on a little secret. Why doesn't he go to a print shop and get like 20,000 print copies made?
I don't want to get too much into, like, you know, personal back and forth between callers.
I'm just saying, you wake up your people in your state. Look, you're one of the highest tax states in the union. New Jersey's a beautiful place. I've been there. New York's a beautiful place. But these places where people are getting taxed to death, like California, okay? And I got a suggestion. You know, not that Trump's been impeached, and maybe he'll get a little PO'd. Maybe he's going to say, you know what, we're going to take all these illegals, we're going to stick them right up there with Bernie, Blumenthal, and Pocahontas. Warren. Go stick all these illegals out of those southern, southwestern states and stick them right there in them states. By the way, they're giving these people illegally here driver's license. But it's more about driver's license, Patrick. You know that. It's about them voting. These people, once they get that license, they're going to go in that booth in November, and they're going to vote, like Michael's always saying. And that's the absolute truth of this whole thing, why they're impeaching Trump. They want to do this because they know these illegals are going to vote Democrat. They want the free handouts. They get better housing than you get. They get better medical care than you get unless you have a good job. They're getting Section 8 housing, furniture vouchers. Who's talking about this? Nobody. The media's covering it up. You got that Pigs Pelosi, that twitch. She, you know, she's 79 years old. How does she have such a smooth face? If you really saw the wrinkles on her, she looked like a Skeletor, okay? I don't know what they're doing to her hair and her face, but she's what I saw in a couple news outlets, she spent over $700,000 on her body. It must be nice to have that kind of money to go do plastic surgery. Hillary has had a plastic surgery job. These people are in their 70s.
I think they ought to sue the plastic surgeons for malpractice personally. But
Well, I agree with you on that. I mean, she started like more like Nadler, but, you know, maybe what I really want to say, Patrick, you heard about AOC, what AOC did in Nevada?
What did she do in Nevada?
She had a town hall meeting, and it's all strictly in Spanish. She didn't use one word of English in the town hall she had in Nevada.
Uh-huh.
It was all conducted in Spanish. That cannot
conquista.
That's like bringing in a bunch of Chinese and saying, "Oh, communist Chinese are coming in here, so you can speak." I mean, what is that? When is this going to stop? You've got all these different cultures coming here. They don't want to keep the common language. You're not going to have a country, Patrick. You're looking at Bosnia-Herzegovina right here, man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing. There's over 100. I found out there's 138 million German people claim to have I saw it. 138 million people in this country profess to have German blood in them. Can you imagine if they all switch and say, "You know what? We're going to speak German. Forget English."
Germany contributed more of our population than any other country, even England, even more than England.
Absolutely correct, sir. Absolutely correct. And yeah. Can you imagine if they all want to start speaking?
If you look in the 1960 census, they were still keeping records on those things, and it is in the 1960 census. I've got my almanac handy. I'll whip it out next time. But I hear our bugle. Hey, thank you for your call, Tom.
You got.
And thanks to all the callers. We had a good call-in show, and thank you to Engelbert Poindexter for that great song. And tomorrow it's Mark Dankoff, so you're going to want to be sure to be there for another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.